This is Ian Plested here at the Guildford Spectrum. After this afternoon's game, the final score was Guildford City 2, Evesham United 2. I'm here with manager Kev Rayner. Certainly an interesting game. The final amount of players on the pitch was 17, 5 sending off. A very interesting game, you would say.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, at half-time, we played some good football. Deservedly, we're in front. And I think there's probably only one of the sending-offs that deserved, probably merited it. I just couldn't believe what I was watching, to be honest. But yeah, at 2-1 as well, we worked really hard to get in front. Better side came out. How their centre-half got the one off the line, I do not know. That would have been 3-1 and game over. But didn't happen, and things transpired from there. I mean, I've never played so many shapes in my life. We started off 4-4-2, then we was 4-4-1, 3-4-2, 3-3-2, 3-1, 3-1. It was just crazy. So yeah, I lost count of it. Who we had left on the pitch.
Great finish by Walsh for the free kick, and then good finish from Bridgman. But unfortunately, both didn't finish the game. But Walsh, because of an injury, and Bridgman because of a sending off. It's just a shame, really.
Yeah, I think Walsh and Ben Rayner were controlling the game in the middle. And it's a bit unfortunate that we lost Walsh. But like you say, and then, you know, Bridgie to go, he's done nothing wrong at all. Bridgie, he was threatened by the player, didn't make any movement towards the player, and he's got sent for violent conduct. So, absolutely crazy.
Have you ever seen a game like this?
No, never. Like I say, I've never ever lost count of the players or thought of bloody hell, with the amount of shapes we've changed in, I just couldn't believe it. It's just crazy.
I found myself whether to be in despair or to laugh. It was a bit strange.
I'll be honest, at 2-2, I was laughing. If we'd have lost, we'd have lost. There's nothing I could have done about it. You know, I'd have thought, well, so it didn't matter. Honestly, the only positive I've taken, we deserved to win the game, I felt, and until it got a bit silly, and I think the point clears out the goal difference. So, you know, that's what we take from it. We needed the other point for the goal difference, and that's what we've got. I mean, I certainly felt we were the better side, and until the limited number of players are on the pitch. So
I know it's easy to say, but I mean, it wasn't even a dirty game. That was what was so puzzling for myself.
Yeah, I don't think any of the sending-offs were vicious or, you know, or whatever. I mean, obviously the two he sent for violent conduct, ridiculous. I felt there was a little bit unlucky. He did pull Bruce back. He was last man, so fair enough. And Bruce was actually going direct to goal. I mean, Elvis, the guy's going sideways across the pitch, loads of players around him, and he's given Elvis a straight red. It's just farcical, isn't it? But I don't know whether he got caught up in the excitement of the game or what.
I say it's Christmas. He's been giving out all the cards.
Well, the FA would be happy, wouldn't they? The amount of money they're going to collect from that. But just crazy, wasn't it? Absolute crazy.
Anyway, a point. And on to Thatcham next week, which is another game, another vital game, and they all are.
Yeah, I mean, we've got obviously people coming in. We've, you know, approached people through the week, and it couldn't quite get them in today, but we've got lots of players back for Saturday. Some of the lads did themselves superb out there. Dom Ogham was absolute quality today. And yeah, we'll certainly be a lot stronger the rest of the year. And we look forward to move on. I mean, yeah, I'm sure the amount of quality work coming in, you know, looking at Evesham, they're sort of mid-table side, and I can't see them causing us too much problems if we play them again.
Thank you very much for your thoughts, Kev, right. And good luck against Thatcham.
All right, cheers. Thanks.